Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for Sam and Greg on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg. Take us with you on the Odyssey app on this Sunday morning. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Sunday morning. It is November the 24th. Good morning!
Morning! You all right over there?
Yeah.
All right.
It's the fall.
A long
it's
old line out there at the airport,
weekend,
man.
I got to get a little excitement in there.
Yeah, the TSA line out at the airport.
And I'm seeing the big globe in Vegas. They put Max Verstappen's face on it.
Yep, because he is a champion.
That's right.
While we slept overnight.
And a good morning to everybody out there in Rick Ross land. Fayetteville.
Okay. Trillith
land.
Okay. All them things.
All them folks out there.
Also, Sandy Creek land, McIntosh land.
All them new.
The golf cart land.
That's Peachtree City.
Okay, well, Fayette County.
You golf cart around that studio.
Yep. Phew. Need something to get you around
I mean, you got
there.
Like two time zones around that place. And all the new housing going up. And Rick Ross bought an urgent care, one of those he provided for them. Had a little community out
people
there.
People say, we didn't have it down here. Okay, we'll get it. No problem.
That seems to be the thing with these new studios that are being built around, not just here, but around the country, wherever they're building them. They want the workforce close by. Because that was the problem during the strike. They were fighting for less hours because these folks were getting on 285 after working 15 hours.
You got out.
And, you know.
Yep.
So now you're right around the corner. You actually could golf cart home.
Well, you've been to assembly, and, you know, people actually ride the train to
that's
assembly.
True. Yeah.
Right. You know, so you got an option to get out there.
So anyway, that's what's going on there. Anyway, good morning. How you doing? How's your week going?
All right,
it's the holiday.
Man, it's that. But, man, the college football is just incredible as yesterday.
We are going to talk about just the deep dive into college football. But more importantly, this 12-team playoff has been fun to watch because there is no – the only team that's sitting there watching everybody else scramble like the Keystone Cops is Oregon.
Yep.
And it is like the Keystone Cops. I mean, you got craziness going on. You got goalposts being thrown down in games, which really makes you want to walk into traffic. Why are y'all doing that stuff? So we'll save it. We'll save it for the next segment.
It's such a copycat thing. Be original, folks.
And we'll talk about that. It's a day where, you know, it's Falcons are off.
Falcons are off.
So we'll be talking and we
hope that they take this time to just you know, get re-energized and recover from some injury. We got some injuries. Some people have been missing some playing time, and hopefully we come back, you know, ready to finish the season off the way we've seen the majority of the season go. That's what we hope.
Well, Kirk Cousins is working on his next career.
Yep.
Because he's doing TV today.
Okay.
Yeah, he's with one of them, either ESPN or with Fox or one of them, but he's in the studio because they were promoting it last week. I just can't remember what network.
Well, he'll be out there. He'll be talking about Swag Surf
at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Exactly right. He'll be talking about that and what they got going on next week. Harbaugh's coming into town. So that is that's on the surface of what we're talking about. But we are going to be talking about some F1. We're talking about Max Verstappen and his getting the championship. That's going on. Terrell Thomas going to join us talking basketball. But from the coast, Rick Limpert.
Yeah. He's not from the coast.
He's out there now.
He's in Vegas.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, it's not the coast
of Lake Tahoe. No, the coast of no, there ain't no coast there.
Coast out there. But
he was in California.
But no, man, he's in Vegas.
All right.
But he's gonna be. You know what? You know what? The time zones are there, but he's gonna get up to be with us. He's got those, great deals, Black Friday deals that he always joins us with. And we're talking a little bit about F1 being in town.
Okay.
What it's been like? How you get around the city when half the streets are blocked off for that thing?
I love that.
You know,
I absolutely love it when I've had the pleasure of being out in Las Vegas when an event's going on and mm-hmm. block off mm-hmm. Las Vegas Boulevard and you're just walking down the middle of the street. and in 2024, you can do things while you're walking down the middle of the street.
Oh, yeah.
That you couldn't do back when Sinatra and Dean and all them dudes used to run Vegas.
Yeah.
So it makes it even more enjoyable. And also, Jason Longshore.
Yep.
Will be joining us in the 9 o'clock hour.
This is the day. We've been waiting for this, mm-hmm. the most unlikely road, to the playoffs, and it just keeps going for Atlanta United. This is a big day, and we got him. What time is everything going on here today?
I was trying to tell Noelle something about the story of the week. We got it at 2:30. She gave me the thumbs up. At 2:30 is the pre-kick and kick at 3:30. Atlanta United at Orlando. You did not see this one coming, did you?
This is where it all started, though. They had to get the win at Orlando City in order to get into the wild card,
yep.
to get into the playoff, and face Miami. This is where it all went. And this is a tough place to get wins. Orlando is a very difficult place to get wins. But they've done it before and in recent history, and that's what they're taking with them. I had a chance to go up and visit, training facility this week. Had a chance to sit down and talk with Derek Williams and one of the veterans of the team. And I said, you and Dax McCarty and obviously Brad Kazan, guys who, have had to be, active on the field, but also just kind of like being those voices in the locker room and on the field for this team. It has so many young players and people who have thrust into situations as players, players trade or disappeared, the coach disappeared, front office people disappeared, yet here they are. And so that's the amazing thing about them. And we're going to spend some time with Jason Longshore. What a time for this team. And we look to see if they keep it going later on today.
All right. Again, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. I want to make sure we get our story of the weekend because
okay.
I don't want to try and fit it in later on.
Yeah, go.
But there's a couple of things that happened this past week that we're going to have some fun with. And I'm going to tell you right now, this whole thing with Gino Auriemma becoming the NCAA's all-time winningest coach. That's one thing. Congratulations to him. We're not that surprised. But is he in your top 10 of all-time coaches? American coaches. And it could be on any level. College, pro, because we put we put Saban over a number of NFL coaches, if not all of them. Maybe one or two. We put John Wooden over most basketball coaches. So, again, where does he fall? Where does Gino, does he make your top 10? And so that's the question. We're going to get into that later on in the show. Also, what are your thoughts on the MVPs that were announced this week? Kind of like, we saw it coming.
You knew that. But also, we're very excited about the Cy Young Award winner.
Yes, we are.
Very, very excited for Chris Sale. Because you're at the top of the list of people who were a little bit skeptical.
No, I was skeptical of him.
Skeptical of him coming in and what he was able to do. Not just what he was able to do physically, but what kind of character he's going to bring into the
Randy
clubhouse,
Johnson.
Right?
He's got that sandpaper-like personality like Randy Johnson had. The difference is Randy Johnson never really popped off. He hit you with the ball, but he never was a disruption in the locker room, which allegedly in his past, Chris Sale was. Now, that's why I brought the attitude I did to this conversation when we heard he was traded here. But he's hit bottom. In some ways, meaning, the injuries, he wasn't the starting pitcher that he used to be, and so he got humbled.
Yeah.
And so he's made his way back, and for him to get the award, God bless, 35,
yep.
His first Cy Young, I ain't got nothing to say. I need to shut up and sit down then. So, yeah, I will. Congratulations.
It's amazing how things like that can bring an attitude of gratitude.
All right. Noel, if you please.
It's time for Sam and Greg's Story of the Week.
Could be sports.
Grapefruit League activity.
Could be news.
Could be entertainment.
This is our first time on the VMAs.
It could be, well, anything.
You know what I'm saying?
Sam and Greg's Story of the Week on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Here's Sam and Greg.
Okay, now you got to go first this week. The last few, I've gone first, and mine is going to take a minute because I've got a little extra something to it.
Okay, I got one. One could have been what happened this week with the quarterback at Carrollton High School, Julian Lewis, deciding to thumb his nose at Southern Cal and deciding to go to Colorado. We'll get into that. I got some thoughts on the reasoning behind some of this. Okay, we'll get into that. But the story I think of when we get into this, when we have Terrell on a little bit later on, is the NBA All-Star Game and what they're going to do. They're going to do with three teams and have like a little tournament instead of just a regular game where you choose two sides. And then they're going to bring in some rising stars to play in it. I mean, it's going to be like four little games.
Okay.
Instead of one game. They're trying to fix this all-star thing.
They're doing something.
Well, you know what? All leagues are trying to, you know, make a solution to it. I came up with something for the Pro Bowl. Since these guys are not going to play, just bring them there and have the stars be from the UFL since they're now a part of the NFL. They're now, you know what I mean? Have a game.
Have a game.
Have a game. Let those guys play because you get ready to go into their season. Okay? If NASCAR can have their Super Bowl to start their season, then why not have the best players on those teams be in a format where people are introduced to them before their season starts, right?
Well, everything I agree with up until when you said the thing that may keep me from watching is being introduced. I don't know them names.
Good, you're going to watch, but you want to see a game.
What?
You want to see a game.
No,
right?
You're jamming it at me. Not necessarily. Players.
I want to see a game.
That's you.
The players will be there. The Pro Bowl players will be there. We're going to recognize them.
But they're not going to play.
No, but they ain't playing no way.
Okay, we know that.
Okay, well, then.
You're trying to fix it with something that doesn't
have
really
a game.
Fix it.
It gives us a game. We want to see a game.
You want the game. I'm tuning in for the stars.
But the stars will be there.
They ain't playing, though.
They ain't playing no way, Greg.
This is like who's on first.
They're not playing anyway.
You're missing my point.
Just bring them out there on the field. Let them say hello. Because nobody wants to. Nobody wants an injury. Yeah. Even if they're playing flag.
Right.
We had a well-known player from Georgia who was out there for a rookie game. Right. And Ruins up playing on the beach.
The volleyball.
On the beach. You know what I mean? So if they're not going to play a game, don't play. But show up. Be honored. You know what I mean? Have the events that people get to go to at the Pro Bowl week. And then have a game with some guys who want people to recognize them because this league is getting ready to start. There'll be more football in a week after the Super Bowl.
You want to see what's next, and I get that.
I don't care about what's next. I just want to see a game.
You do. You want to see
a game. I just want to see a game.
Okay, so that's the players of who's going to be next.
Right, let's play.
And
we don't know they're going to be next or not, but they're
getting ready for next season, so they're next. Anyway, okay, well, that's one.
We were trying to tweak All-Star games.
All right, and
to make them relevant.
They're doing something, and you got to admire them.
Right.
Here's mine. And stay with me. Did you hear the pact that was made this past week? Charles and Shaq and Kenny and Ernie continue to work together.
Yep.
They're in if you didn't hear, Inside the NBA is being picked up on ESPN. So they're going
to it should be.
As well. So they're going to have all their shows, all the ESPN shows that they have leading up to games. But they're also going to somehow fit in Inside the NBA. Those guys are going to continue to work. So you got Shaq, Kenny, all them guys, and you got Stephen A., and you got Kendrick Perkins.
But watch this now. Are they going to be a regular ESPN? They're going to make a stream for these dudes.
I don't know yet. We're going to find out. We're going to find out how they're going to do it. But that's the important thing. We'll see how it plays out.
Okay?
Yes. We will see how
everybody's excited. You already paying for all these different streams. I'm just saying.
Okay.
But
you know what they got?
But we're happy they're staying together.
You know what they got?
Are they still going to do it here? They're still going to do it here in Atlanta?
Again, you're asking me questions. This was just the announcement.
They're going to fly them up. They're not going to fly them up to Bristol just to do this show that we're doing in Atlanta.
Well, they all got private jets anyway, maybe except for Ernie. But I haven't gotten the particulars. We haven't been given that yet. But let me give you what I'm going to give you with that story. That had me thinking about something.
Yeah.
With those guys from TNT crossing the fence and going over to ESPN, you know what that reminded me of? Which I'm going to explain during the casting call. people forget about, Al Michaels got traded. Do you remember that story? He got,
ABC to NBC?
To NBC. When that whole thing went down, for those of you who don't know, there was a deal. There were deals that were being made between NBC and ABC when Sunday Night Football was being moved from ABC to NBC and vice versa. That's when NBC took over, and that's when ABC took over Monday Night Football. John Madden was involved in all that. He wasn't going to go. So I'm going to break all that down, but there was something that happened, and there was a reason why it was such a big deal. I'm talking Bob Ebersol, or Dick Ebersol.
Dick Ebersol, yeah.
Dick Ebersol and Bob Iger got involved, and those are the chairmen of those two networks.
Very much.
I'm going to talk about that during Casting Call. But up next, all about college football. It is just, this is an interesting time as this season plays out. It's Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you in the Odyssey app. Normally, I'd be cool to hear this right now, but I got a thing with country music right now after last week what they did. That's not why you tuned in. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com on this 24th day of November. Thank you for letting us be a part of your weekend mornings. And at some point, we're going to hear that lovely voice of Noelle. She's in the tall weeds, but she's our DJ this morning putting stuff on. And just, you see them CMT awards or CM whatever awards this past week?
I glimpsed them. I didn't really
tune in. They were making fun of, you know what I'm saying? You know. Anyway, they have a habit of doing that, I sure. Say nothing. Anyway, Sam and Greg here. Listen, I got a confession to make here. As we get ready to talk college football, and again, we got some racing news we're going to talk about before the end of the hour. Mr. Crenshaw is going to let you know what's going on locally at the top of the hour. But I have a very, very, I'm very surprised that I have a new must watch. And given where I grew up, my sports sensibilities when I got here to Georgia, I never thought I would be doing the deep dive that I have done and continue to, but more importantly, look forward to. Never would have said that about college football. Ain't no college football up in Chicago.
Yeah, it is. You just ain't watched it.
No, there ain't none. You get Notre Dame piped in. Name me a college program. Listen, whatever Northwestern is doing this week, and that's whatever they do is somebody losing a bet. When Northwestern goes in and has a big win, but it's not a college football basketball. That's different, but football wasn't a thing. Oh yeah, well, college basketball. We're going back to DePaul, man, with some Ray Meyer and Aguirre and them boys, and Isaiah was there doing some stuff. So yeah, college basketball.
Isaiah was at Indiana.
No, but he was playing high school in Chicago.
Well, you said college.
You gonna start this already?
Well, you,
I meant Isaiah as a basketball player. You know who I meant when I say Isaiah in Chicago.
Yeah,
Isaiah and Doc
and all them dudes they played high school ball in Chicago. They played college ball in Chicago.
You know what my favorite must see now is, and what they're doing. You talked a minute ago about how they're trying to change Pro Bowl and All Star Weekend. There's a show that is evolving that has got my attention. Mm-hmm. College Game Day.
Yeah.
I am just thoroughly enjoying that. And it's coming together this season in a way. Because I started last year watching it, you know, here and there, and of course I had Michigan was doing what they were doing, so I got kind of caught up in it.
Mm-hmm.
But this year, I never thought I would see Nick Saban as entertaining as I found him. I never thought I would care. And I didn't, I'll be honest with you, I had to be reminded who Miss Terry was.
Yeah.
I don't follow Alabama. I don't know him. I got enough problems with him. I don't know about his wife. I'm sure she's a wonderful woman, and she is as important at that university when he was there as he was, as far as I understand it.
Yeah.
She ran things. All right. Then you got Herb Street and his dog,
mm-hmm.
and that whole situation last week where he passed, and he got very emotional on it. But the dude got like three dogs. So he brought Ben's brother,
right.
Petey, on.
Right.
But here's the best part about this. Nick Saban ain't happy about no dog running around. At his feet when he's trying to break down what this team or that team's trying to do. So you got that component. You got Pat McAfee doing this field goal thing,
yep.
which he's giving away hundreds of thousands of dollars. Last week it was $800,000.
Kid nailed it.
From Georgia here. But yep. what he did this week, who's the coach of Florida? The head coach of Florida.
Napier.
Napier's out there doing, so they do the interview with the coaches, right? And some of them are on the sidelines. Well, Napier was walking in the middle of the field. kind of flipping a football around. It looked great. It was a great interview. And at the end, McAfee says, hey, coach, you know about what we do on this show, right? And words of this effect about the field goal kick. He goes, you take your coat off and you throw and you hit the crossbar, I'll donate $1 million to hurricane relief. And he did it. He didn't hit it, but he took his coat off and threw it. Again, organically, these little events throughout this show are happening. It's kind of like when you and I come up with stuff.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
When you watch that on television, television's so controlled, you know this, for something like that to happen organically.
We have certain shows that they hit the green light. They get the green
that's
light.
That's one of them.
And that's the show that has the green light. You know?
And you know that he got it on him, Pat mm-hmm. McAfee. Mm-hmm. You better be giving away some millions of dollars for as much as they're paying you. But I just thought that was cool as hell. You know, and again, the show was one thing after another that I didn't expect to have happen. And I'm like, all right, y'all got me in here. So that's my Saturday mornings now.
Right.
Plus, I can't get enough of Lainey Wilson saying Alabama in that opening song, seeing Darius and her back and forth with that opening. I just like it. You know, many things I like as far as TV. But all right.
Over in Athens, they did what people expect them to do. Over in Athens, they did what people expected them to do. 59-21 winners over. The Minutemen, who were very short minute, they were 2-8 coming into the game to begin with. Georgia does what they have to do, and they seem to be locked into now the SEC championship game, for better or worse. All I heard about this past week was, do you really want to play in the championship game?
No.
Do you really want to play in it?
No.
Because if you lose it, what it means for you. But if you win it now, you get that, you know, you get that bye, you know. But there's a chance, especially in this year's SEC. In this year's, in the SEC of the past, maybe, but in this year's SEC, you could have South Carolina show up in that thing and knock you off. Either the way things are, and where do they come from? You know, I mean, all of a sudden that
they came from the transfer portal, like all of them.
But that's just it, though, and it talks about the power of that.
Mm-hmm.
And no other place do you see it more as a scramble at the top of this conference and the Big 12. I mean, you got a deadlock at the top of these two conferences, and you're wondering who comes out at the top. And who really wants to go to a championship? Well, who needs to go to the championship game? Now, you know what I mean? But Georgia did what they had to do. They got their win. And now they got Georgia Tech coming up on Friday night. Tech looked good Friday. I went to, I went by the game Thursday night when they were playing NC State. Down to the last second. You get 90 seconds left in the game. You got a freshman quarterback. He's got 90 seconds and one timeout. 90 seconds and one timeout, Greg. You know, and Aaron Filo comes up the field, and he was the designated thrower. You know what I mean? Because mm-hmm. Haynes King can't throw right
nope,
now. Nope. All he can do is run it. He's a designated thrower. When he comes in, everybody, including grandma at home, knows, okay, they're going to throw the ball. But ironically, it was two runs that he made late in the game that got him into the end zone. Big win for Tech. And here's a kid. Now, if he's your starter next week, talk about a dream. This guy was playing high school ball at Prince Avenue Christian Academy in Athens at this time last year. Friday night, he could be the starter in Athens against Georgia. It's an amazing story, backstory for Georgia and Georgia Tech as we get set for that game. You know, the game has always had some anticipation because of who it is.
Right.
But I think there's maybe a bit more anticipation for it this year than it has in recent years because Tech has been on the uptick just to playing better ball. Will they beat them? We don't know if they're going to beat them.
No, because Georgia's got to make a statement against them. That's the unfortunate part about that is because Georgia doesn't know. And this is all Kirby's been saying. He goes, I don't know what they're looking for. I don't know what they want from us, meaning the committee that's making the decisions. So he just got to go out and put his foot on everybody.
Or try to. Well, because somebody that put his foot on him a couple of weeks ago had the foot put on them yesterday. Maybe they're on the outside looking in, talking about Ole Miss. Lane Kiffin's on the outfield looking in.
He's like,
bring out the checkbook down in Oxford. We need some more money, whatever they spent to bring them dudes in down there. But anyway, that's the crazy thing about this conference. What happened there? Texas A&M gets beat last night mm-hmm. down at Auburn. Auburn woke up.
Say it out loud.
You know,
Auburn.
And that's who Alabama has to face now after what they went through last night. You know, Oklahoma came out and just did what they had to do, and the defense just locked Alabama down. Mm-hmm. You know, there was that touchdown that got pulled off the board late in the fourth quarter, and I was like, you know what? And they said the guy was covered. There was nobody, you know, covering. The guy was not covered, you know. But they go back with a replay, but it's not a reviewable play. And so Alabama has his touchdown taken away, and I'm like, they don't make that call of Saban's on the sideline.
You don't think so?
The officials, no. The officials would not make that call with Saban on the sideline. They would not.
Let me ask you a question about
that. And I guess it goes like in a rotation. When you're up at the top, you get those bounces that go your way. And if you ain't there, maybe that's what you get. You know, it kind of comes around. I don't know.
You think that dude changed his number, Nick Saban? Because you know folks are calling him. The Mooses are calling him. Nick, please.
Oh, no.
For whatever the reason, they're calling him and just voicing their disdain over what's going on.
They're going to do that. That's, you know. But.
Listen, they got to get over. You know what? Again, getting back to the show, and you just brought up Saban. You know what he said yesterday on that show, talking about specifically that Auburn game? He said something that I didn't believe he would say. Talking about the times he has played there, he admitted, he says, that place is haunted. Nick said that Auburn field is haunted. And then he ran down like three, four different things that has happened to Alabama while they have played there. And he says, I honestly believe it. Y'all think I'm kidding. He says, that place is haunted. there's something going on there. Oh, man. What's worse, Texas giving up 14 points at home to a Kentucky team or Georgia 21 points at home to a Massachusetts team?
Well, Massachusetts team, you know, and the Massachusetts team, we'll take that, you know, whatever you want to say about that. They scored some touchdowns. But I don't think there's anything to be alarmed about.
Not alarm.
Georgia scored 59. I mean, that's the thing. During the course, you want to come through this game healthy. That's the main thing you want. You want to play as many people as you can. That's what that game is on your schedule for. Anybody that's eyeing the transfer portal, because I don't ever get to play, you want them dudes to play in this game. You know, you want everybody to get a chance to get out there and play, you know, and you want to get everybody off the field as healthy as possible because you still got Georgia Tech coming. That's the bottom line when it comes to a game like that. You know, but you think about what do you think about a game where you watch, take about Colorado and what they did and had a runner in Kansas, four touchdowns. They could not stop the run yesterday.
Talking about it, we did it to ourselves. You know, and they've been he'll probably say something which we'll never get confirmation on, but been a lot of Colorado talk this past week.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
And maybe they're hearing some of it. Maybe they get.
Well, that's just it. But they got to do a better job of tuning it out because people are talking about them. That's the bottom line. That's what's happening out there. You're not, you know, contending for a national championship. If you can win your conference championship and get some visibility, we're talking somebody 2 years ago nobody cared about. So I mean, they're still winning. Right? The merchandise is still flying off the shelves.
Jeez.
You know what I mean? People still want to go, right? They played at Arrowhead yesterday.
Yeah, they did. I had the pictures of Andy Reid. I want to get into Andy Reid, too, later on, too. But Andy Reid and Dion.
Yeah.
I mean, talk about the people that, you know, you'd like to be at the dinner table with at certain get-togethers. And you got Andy Reid, Dion bringing Andy Reid and Nick Saban together. And the three of them having a meal. Wouldn't you like to be the fly on the wall for that conversation?
Wow.
You know what I mean? And talk about a GOAT who is the most unassuming person in the world. Nick Saban is one thing, but Andy Reid.
Yeah.
That dude is he's in every conversation when it comes to all-time great coaches. And by the way, he's in my top 10.
Okay.
He is in my top. He's earned his way back. Three-time Super Bowl champion, but let's not sleep on what he did, even though it was frustrating to them up in Philadelphia. He got there.
Oh, yeah.
He got the championships game. Was it five straight? So he knows what he's doing. He's off the Bill Parcells tree, right? I'm not Bill Parcells. San Francisco. Bill Walsh. Wasn't he with Gruden and Holmgren and all them guys coming up?
Coming up with them out there with Walsh.
Yeah, yeah, out there in that West Coast.
In Seaford.
Yeah. I was just thinking about that. But, yeah, Andy Reid with Dion yesterday. But here's the one I want to ask you about. The game next week, my house, don't call me. Next Saturday afternoon,
okay,
about 3:30 or so, because you know who's playing, the Michigan Ohio State, right? And Michigan's out of it this year. But if they beat Ohio State, that's their season.
That's just like Oklahoma last
night. But that's what I'm saying. If Ohio State gets beat, what would that do to this? You know, the 12 teams, and that actually may catapult Georgia up more. I mean, they got to handle their business in the SEC championship, but a 2-loss Ohio State team. And they've been sticking Big Ten teams.
Big Ten teams are loaded up because when you think about what Indiana lost yesterday, but Penn State,
they got their
win yesterday just barely.
How you gonna explain these? This is what's gonna be the maddening part when this committee. And by the way, do they have to explain their choices once they
Once they once they're done, they'll probably have a spokeswoman, one of them or whoever the head will give the reason. But I don't know if, you, if individually they're going to go by and say, well, I saw this, well, I saw that.
Exactly. Yeah, how do you come up with that decision? We're going to talk more college football.
And nobody's talking about SMU. They're at the top of the ACC.
Yeah, they are.
And nobody.
Yeah? Well, what you going to say about it? What is there to say other than they're sneaking up on everybody? Well, let's keep quiet. Let's hope they'll sneak up and mess everything up.
10-1 10-1 the Ponies. Yeah.
They had the Pac-2 championship yesterday or next week, something like that, the Pac-2. Want to talk some racing next?
Let's do it.
They were out in Vegas and late night, and history was made. Well, tied some history last night. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Take us with you on the Odyssey app. Love making people as they listen to this show go, what the? Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com on this Sunday morning. It's the 24th day of November as we begin this holiday week. And by the way, we will be with you.
Yes, we will.
On Wednesday. And if that wasn't enough for you, we'll be back with you on Thursday. And then again on Friday.
Oh, yeah,
we'll
will.
We'll be with you this holiday week and then back again next Sunday.
And our plates are empty. So if you want to share a little something with us there, we're going to be coming over with an empty plate.
Okay.
And people are going to have plenty, right?
I ain't getting into that with you. I'm going and visiting folks and asking for plates.
I'm not asking, a plate. I'm bringing a plate.
Oh, you bringing a plate? I thought you said our plates are empty.
My plate's going to be empty when I come through the door.
That's what I'm saying. Going to folks' house asking for a plate. anyways, I had to play that. Today was the day that Apollo 12 returned to Earth.
Returned to Earth.
Apollo 12, if you don't know, was the second of the moon landings. First one was the 11th, obviously, but this is the second one. And I'm trying to think of the guys out in there. I want to say that Carpenter. I don't have his name in front of me here. But anyway, again, I'm always amazed, and I saw back and forth this past week about people debating on whether or not we went to the moon or not and that whole argument.
It always comes up every now and then.
Yeah, yeah. You know what also today happened on this? What happened on this day?
On this day.
The first Air Force One was christened.
Ah.
The first of the presidential airlines was christened on this day, and it was in 1954.
Okay.
So who was the president who enjoyed Air Force One for the first time?
That'd be Eisenhower.
That would be right.
Mm-hmm.
Control of the board stays with Mr. Crenshaw.
That, along with developing this interstate system that we still try to figure out.
That's right. What was the old joke?
We ain't figured that thing out yet.
Inadequate or under construction.
It's supposed to be a part of also defense, right? In case we're attacked.
Oh, we got a split?
No, in case we're attacked. It's supposed to be. Yeah, it's supposed to be. So we can mobilize the military.
Well, that too.
But also, you know, if somebody attacks us, they're going to be just as confused.
Stuck in traffic? They come looking for us here. There may be a cow on the side.
Oh. Hey, man, it's a great idea. It was a great idea when it started. We have our problems with it here where we live. But
should do what Rose Hall did.
Is that?
Rose Hall is the woman. Well, it's the White Witch of Rose Hall.
Okay.
If you ever go to Montego Bay, Jamaica, she ran Jamaica for a number of years back in the day, 1800s, 1700s, whatever. But you can take a tour through her castle. The woman was 4 foot something. She wasn't 5 feet tall. And she had all her furniture in this old Victorian house or whatever, and it looked like the furniture we sat on in kindergarten.
Okay.
Because she was so small.
Right.
But if you tour the house, there were two escape hatches or areas.
Ah.
And one led to the sea, and both underground. One led to the sea, and one led to a railway that would take you to the other side of Jamaica. So that was her escape route. But
pretty sweet.
Yeah. As a White Witch of Rose Hall, little Montego Bay, Jamaica information for you. Would you have liked to have been out there in Vegas last night for that F1?
I think that would have been fun. That would have been fun to be to see it in that environment. You know, whenever it runs anywhere in the United States, it's a deal.
Right.
You know, start.
Which is only like three places, right?
Right, yep. Yep.
Miami, Texas, and here?
In there, yeah. You know, we have one in Mexico, we have one north of the border in Canada. But I mean, that's your chance to see it. But with that backdrop, but that specific backdrop, you know, and that is going to be a nighttime event. Most of the others are during the day. And so, you know, that would be incredible. You know, but I'd love to be out there for NASCAR. I'm always fascinated with NASCAR being in Vegas. You know what I mean? I just feel like, okay, you know, as it's been, you know, F1 is global. It's international. Right. It's worldwide. NASCAR, we all know, has been this regional thing that has gone.
You know what I mean? First Southeast, and now the country.
Right, the rest of the country. So, I mean, that's the thing, is people go out to it, and, you know, for better or worse, with some fans who, you know, long for the day when you could hop in your car and drive, because all the tracks were in the Carolinas, Georgia, right? You know what I mean? Right, you know. But to have F1 out there was fantastic, and to see a show and see Max Verstappen, you know, get the championship and step toward history, a four-time champion.
He's tied. Everybody's tied at four except for Schumacher, who's got five.
Mm-hmm.
Is that possible? Because, see, this is what happens when these guys hit four. It seems like their company, their car company, does something to tweak things. That's what happened with Lewis Hamilton, right? Mercedes-Benz lost whatever edge it had for them
We're going to find out next year if it's the car, if it's the person. Because it was the clock. He ain't 25, 35 no more. You know,
But the car still performs. It's supposed to be.
No.
You're talking about his reaction time has been affected or whatever it is.
Jimmy Johnson's out there in the car. Is he winning? Jimmy Johnson drives some races.
I don't know that he had the fastest car once he stopped.
Jimmy Johnson is out there driving.
I understand that. But he's not winning.
No, he's not.
But he knows how to win as much as anybody.
But it
gets back to the car.
I don't want to get back to the car. I think you get a certain age or what. That's just like anything else.
Okay,
that's why you get so many drivers seem like they were retiring so young, getting out of the cars. Kevin Harvick's out of the car now. You know, this year, Truex is getting out of the car this
Martin
year.
Truex,
you know,
Junior?
Jeff Gordon got out at a pretty young age. These guys get out because they start them so young. They do start,
well,
you know.
They're
out there on the track racing before they can drive on the streets,
uh-huh.
Right? So I mean, and they're playing
with injuries from the time they get in that first car.
True.
They are. It's Russian roulette, and no telling what could happen.
Yeah, hey, but the Mercedes did come in 1-2 last night. George Russell comes in first. Lewis Hamilton comes in second as far as the win. Max Verstappen had a top five finish. That's all he needed to clinch the championship.
Who's his maker? I don't know. Forgive me. It's not. Obviously not Mercedes.
No.
Let me know when you get it. Begin
what he's driving.
But in a related story, you talked about NASCAR. Did you hear the news about Chase Elliott? He won again.
Won again, most popular.
Most popular driver. Mm-hmm. It was his seventh. He still got to double that and looking up at his daddy.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah.
I didn't know how many times his father, Bill Elliott, won it.
But that's the thing that NASCAR has been, and that's why the legacies were so good. Mm-hmm. That's when Dale Jr. was there. He you know, inherited a lot from his dad.
Obviously
Dale Jarrett inherited a lot from his father.
Listen, Junior didn't have to. It wasn't that far, and actually, he raced, I believe,
along with his father.
Yeah, it'd been a minute since Bill Elliott had raced from the time he stopped until Chase started.
Right,
you knew the name, but you didn't really. There was no crossover, and for him to be this popular,
I think with Junior, with Earnhardt Jr. going away, those fans wanted someone they could cling to they had a long term connection with, Chase has been that. You know, he has been that for sure. One thing they had the NASCAR Awards Friday night up in Charlotte, it was quite an event because who provided the music and the entertainment? Shaquille O'Neal. Shaq provided the music.
Oh,
yeah, man. Shaq was DJing. Joey Logano, you know, wins the championship. You know, everybody shows up in their tuxes and gets their big check.
Oh,
and
Lord,
everything.
Shaq was there DJing, and Jordan was in the house.
Yeah, man. You know, so I mean, that's pretty amazing what was happening. But that was the NASCAR championship. That's big. Also, 2311 is adding another driver. Michael Jordan's racing team, Riley Herbst, it was announced this week. They're going to have a third car as this thing continues between them and NASCAR and whatnot, right?
You have to put up with me either way. That's what he's saying.
Absolutely.
What he's saying.
You know,
I ain't going no place.
That's all interesting things that took place as far as racing, you know, this week. But they handed out the big checks and everyone. And Logano, of course, who kind of cut his teeth here. Atlanta Motor Speedway, we like to lay claim to him. He's out there driving the cars during the middle of the week, you know, the Bandoleros and learning as a kid. And so, you know, we like to try to claim him a little bit as he cut his teeth in racing here. But, yep, he gets to be one of four drivers to win three championships before the age of 35. The others are Jimmy Johnson, Jeff Gordon, David Pearson, and Richard Petty. So Joey Logano joins that company.
Congratulations to him. Sam McGregor, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. As I said, Chase Elliott, he got his seventh most popular award, came in just ahead of Kyle Larson and Ryan Blaney. But as I said, you double that, and he's still looking up at Pops.
Oh, yeah.
We put him at 14, let's say. We double that. His old man got 16.
Yeah.
16.
Right.
Years. He's most famous.
He's most popular, popular driver by the,
wow,
the fans. And people still try to figure out what they put up under that hood up there in Dawsonville when they went over to Talladega. How did they make that car do that? they haul that car in, turn it inside out. I think they still have it over at Talladega. They didn't even let him have it back. Got it.
You ever seen a frown on his face?
No.
I have never seen a frown on Bill Elliott. Even if he lost the race, I can't ever remember seeing him where it wasn't just a normal look or smiling with that grin.
Yep. Yeah, man.
That's that
absolutely
dude.
Absolutely, man.
That is that dude. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. As I said, moving into the 7 o'clock hour, Mr. Crenshaw is going to let you know what's going on locally. Top of the hour, we're going to talk to Terrell Thomas. Got to ask him what's going on with the Embiid in Philadelphia. Well, I mean, we'll get into the Hawks and all that. But
and we get into this crazy All-Star game they're talking about having, too.
And that, too. And I got to give a shout-out to Danny B. You know Danny B. Works downstairs. Middays at V103.
Yeah.
She cornered me last week.
Really?
Yeah. And talked about how she screamed in the middle of the night when she turned on TV, couldn't sleep, and turned on the TV, and first thing she saw was me. And screamed, I know him, and woke up everybody in the house. Rick Limpert is also going to be joining us coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. It is that time of year, holiday gift time, and he's going to let you know what is available. We thank you for letting us be a part of your Sunday morning. Sam and Greg, Noel's on the other side of the glass, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.